This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Pleasure to be with you today. I hope that we're going to share just a little bit with you that will encourage you in your day-to-day life, that lets you know that forgiveness can set you free. And the one to share that is the one and only Mr. Brant Hansen from The Brant Hansen Show, and the crowd goes wild. Brant, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah. Thank you.
Do you do that when you get on stage or you talk on the air? Do you think about there's a crowd and they're going crazy for you to kind of help you through that? Does that help?
You know, the best thing for me is just to think that people are listening one at a time. So I'm like in the car with somebody.
Yes.
That really helps because I'll get weirded out if I'm like, there's a lot of people listening. But they're not in a stadium or anything. So
yeah,
wherever you're listening now, maybe by yourself probably or something. So I think more of it that way. It helps me a lot.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of radio. We've all learned that over the years, that we're not talking to a mass group of people. We're talking to you. You're listening right now. We care about you. God cares about you and he loves you. So we want to help you right now. Maybe this will help you out. You just had the most amazing opportunity recently to be on GMA 3 on TV, Good Morning America 3. What was that like and how did that happen? Just a little background on that.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a deep background on this because it can apply to your life. I'm terrible at promotion, but I've got books and stuff, sure. And they expect you, publishers want. Okay, I don't know how to. I just don't like doing it.
Right.
Like, look at my thing here. I need to land this interview or whatever. So I asked God out walking the dog. Uh-huh. This is like a month or two ago.
Yeah.
Like, Lord, you're gonna have to be my publicist because I mean, I have some help, but not. I can't drive this. I said, can you make a way that I could never get otherwise.
Uh-huh.
And then I get a note from the publisher going, Good Morning America wants to talk to you. They were shocked.
What? It really happened.
Isn't that
like
wild?
That? Yes.
Yes. Oh. So it came through. I didn't get my hopes up, but then it came through. So my wife and I went up to New York City and part of the segment was, and I knew they're going to ask, I knew it would be really quick.
Yes.
Part of the segment was, hey, do you have any wisdom for us?
You're like, what?
So it's just like this. Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So I got to talk about the fact that I'm coming at this from a standpoint of somebody who follows Jesus, but forgiveness makes your life better.
Amen.
Yes, it's hard to do, but it's way better than a life of unforgiveness. You can have peace.
Yes.
But this is the way it's going to happen. We're not equipped to hang on to anger day after day. It takes a huge toll on us. So I think people can relate to that. I know we can because we all struggle with this and we're so rarely taught out of it. We're so rarely actually instructed on what to do about it. Mm. So that was a great opportunity.
Definitely. And, you know, forgiveness, you were saying, goes hand in hand with your book, Unoffendable. You know, being unoffended means you have to forgive and set free. So they both do work together. And you have your book out and you also have the series that small groups can do and study together with your video. So we get to see you, hear you, read about what you have to say. And that's a lot of branch and it's a good thing.
Well, I hope so. The video thing always scares me. I feel so comfortable with radio and writing, but the way they set it up in a comedy club type setting with people, real people I was talking to, helped me immensely. It's not a comedy routine or anything, but there's a lot of humor in it. And each video is like 18 minutes long. And so you watch that and then there's discussion questions for a group to talk about how to actually do this thing, how to actually forgive people.
Well, I feel like it's just so unique and different than any other Bible study that you tend to fall into, which is not bad. But sometimes people need something that's more relatable. And it feels like, that steps on my toes. I need that. And it's something that can help me.
Right. And this is a core issue. It's not like a side issue.
Right.
We can be like, well, there's forgiveness. There's other. No. This is what it means to take up your cross daily.
Come on.
This is what it means to follow Jesus. This is the whole point. Like, it is difficult, but his burden is lighter.
Amen.
Like, going through life with an attitude of forgiving people in advance, because you know people are messed up, that is a lighter, more healthy way to actually live, which shouldn't shock us because Jesus designed us. He knows us, like, through and through. So it is worth talking about. I think it's core.
Yes.
I think if we miss this, we could talk about all the other stuff and we're lost if we miss this. So, yeah, I, obviously, I think it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I mean, we can always say the word of God. Of course, that's our first big deal. But this book alone, I'm not just saying this, Brant, because you're here. This book truly would transform our nation if people would take this one message and principle to heart. It is a godly principle. But if we could all learn to be less offended, unoffended, and forgive, then we could all be set free. So thank you, Brant. We love you. Keep doing what you're doing. And we're all behind you.
I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Hey, if you want to know more about Brant's book or about the series, you can go to my conversations link, and it's all on our website. We have a link on there also. It's everywhere at star883.com. Just click on conversations.